Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm morning across Israel today. Expect clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv with a gentle breeze. Haifa will see the same sunny conditions, while down in Eilat, temperatures are rising. Perfect weather for those heading outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah drone strike wounds, two IDF soldiers, one seriously. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says UAVs are one of two major threats Israel still faces from Lebanon. This report is from JNS Just In. Also, the Bislach Brigade has destroyed about 1,000 terror infrastructures in southern Lebanon. According to Israel Hayom, forces under Division 91 report significant achievements near the border. This update is from earlier this hour. Also this hour, former President Donald Trump doubts the Iran deal as mediators hope for progress in especially critical coming days. This story comes from Ynet. Separately, the Venice Biennale jury will not consider countries whose leaders face ICC charges. That puts Israel out of contention. This update is from Forward. And finally, a new report highlights the dismantling of over 1,000 Hezbollah infrastructure sites by IDF troops in southern Lebanon. This news is just in from I24N, EWS. Here's what people are saying online. I24N, EWS, the Israeli international news broadcaster, shared just minutes ago that IDF troops have dismantled over 1,000 Hezbollah infrastructure sites. They uncovered hundreds of weapons, including anti-tank missiles and RPGs. The IDF, posting earlier today, detailed the dismantling of terrorist sites used by Hezbollah to attack IDF troops. They found a significant cache of weapons, including machine guns and RPG rockets. From Al-Arabiya, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says Tehran welcomes Russia's support for diplomacy after meeting President Putin. This update was posted just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the drone strike, sources from JNS report that two IDF soldiers were wounded, one seriously, in a Hezbollah drone attack. Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized the ongoing threat from UAVs and another major threat still posed by Lebanon. This incident underscores rising tensions and the enduring security challenges along Israel's northern border. Turning to the campaign in southern Lebanon, the Bislach Brigade, under Division 91, has made significant progress. Israel Hayom reports they destroyed around 1,000 pieces of terror infrastructure. This development highlights the ongoing efforts to weaken Hezbollah's capabilities near the Israeli border. Meanwhile, in the diplomatic arena, Ynet reports that Donald Trump expresses skepticism about the Iran deal. Mediators are hopeful, though, as crucial days approach. Iran seeks guarantees to end the war, while the U.S. insists on nuclear limits. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional stability and future diplomatic relations. In cultural news, the Venice Biennale jury has decided not to consider entries from countries with leaders facing ICC charges, according to Forward. This decision affects Israel's participation. It reflects ongoing international tensions and the complex interplay of politics and culture on the global stage. On the economic front, first, Israel has delivered the Barak MX air defense system to Slovakia under a €560 million deal. The system is designed to intercept various aerial threats. This development, reported by Ynet Business, strengthens Israel's defense exports and international partnerships. Separately, Bank Leumi leads institutional investment rankings in Israel. An analysis by Israel Hayom Business reveals that banks dominate the top 10 stocks, concentrating significant pension and provident fund money. And finally, Protego backs Rilien in a $17. 5 million seed round to bridge the defense AI gap. As reported by CTech, this Israeli defense fund expands its U.S. portfolio targeting government adoption bottlenecks in security technology. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 11 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.